Now, I want to speak to Susan McEwen, who's available for a conversation with us, and indeed putting the spotlight on, I suppose, an element of broadcasting that we don't normally, or a topic in broadcasting we don't normally include. Susan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am very well, Susan. Tell me about the Just For One Day and how we're linking this to the Good Friday Agreement.
Yeah, so Just For One Day is an art project that brings together 10 artists across 10 venues in Belfast. And it is, I've been doing this work along with my co-curator, Paul Hutchinson. We've been involved in community relations work for about 20 years. And both of us are passionate about the role that the arts can play in giving a new language to difficult conversations and broken relationships. And it felt that within the context of the Good Friday Agreement and everything that's going on currently in terms of conferences and speakers, and while these are welcomed, they're all about words. And we felt that there were things that needed to be expressed that sometimes words can fail to do. So we imagined this project. It's gone through lots of different evolutions, and we contacted the Department of Foreign Affairs. And they are amazing funders and gave us a little bit of support to bring this to fruition. So we worked with 10 artists, and these range from visual artists, video, spoken word, photography, dance. And we asked them to respond to a statement. And the statement looked at the Good Friday Agreement, but in the context of that, the 3,600 people who lost their lives during the conflict. And I think Paul and I were talking, and we remember back to the Good Friday Agreement 20 years ago, and remember that sense of something had changed. Something had changed, not just politically, but in the air, in this place. And that the deaths that had happened, that we used to read about on a daily basis, that those deaths had come to an end because of this movement. And it's easy to get caught up in being disenchanted with the Good Friday Agreement and being disillusioned, but we have to remember that it's about that. So that's what this is about, for Just For One Day, an artist's response to that huge conversation.
Yes, and art, of course, whether it's through poetry or music, dancers, filmmakers, wherever the venue happens to be. And I notice you've got a barge, you've got churches, a library, even a hair salon being used as a backdrop.
Yes.
Art can be very important when it comes to telling a message. Your phone line isn't great, Susan. I'll just get you to maybe to give it a little shake, but then just tell us where people can see some of this.
Yeah, so you're right, Frank. We have a myriad of venues. We're very excited because we believe that art and life are intertwined. So we wanted to bring art out of art venues. So we have one fantastic in Jones Salon, which is 815 Old Park Road. And we have four pieces of beautiful art there looking at how everyday life went on. We then have, as you say, a barge where we have a video installation, Empty Vessels, and it looks at the empty space created by since the Good Friday Agreement and also at Stormont with our political leaders not being there. We have the Church of the Redeemer, a Redeemer Central, an amazing photographic exhibition with views from St. Patrick's into Redeemer and Redeemer into St. Patrick's, so changing that perspective. And our finale is, Cultureland, where we have that dance, Leonie McDonough, for 3,600 seconds, 1 hour, is going to stand up and fall down. So that, just saying that out loud gives me goosebumps. Our finale is in the most amazing building at Carlisle Circus. It's a deconsecrated church right on Carlisle Circus at 9:30 on Thursday night, and it's called Capacity. Piece of work by my co-curator, Paul Hutchinson, and it is a 7-minute video piece, and it's beyond beautiful. So if you're interested, we have a Facebook page, Just For One Day. If you're not on Facebook, you can email through to justforoneday3600@gmail.com, and I will give you a full list of venues and times.
Okay. Thank you very much. Sorry the line wasn't so good, but we got the full message across there. Very interesting approach from the world of those who are involved in the arts, marking what is a poignant day, which is a very relevant day in terms of our history. And, you know, that idea at Cuchulainn of the actress who's standing and falling for an hour, just up and down, standing and falling for an hour, representing all the people who died in the Troubles. It's very, very poignant indeed. Good morning to you. 90 333 105 077 66 105 105 Now, I've been talking about the hopes of, you know, the great comeback tonight. I have another example for you in a moment.